This is Lewis Navalier. It's Thursday, August 5th. Well, the stock market continues to rally impressively, and there's a lot of things going on that I probably should alert you to. First, yesterday on Tuesday, the 10-year Treasury bond hit 0.503. Now, it's bounced back up today, but the yields on the Treasuries are ridiculously low. The Fed continues to flatten the yield curve, and they've been doing this for some time now. But, you know, the Dow yields over six times the 10-year Treasury. So, what can I say? I mean, you know, you can get out of the market, but then you have to get back in because the market yields more than anywhere you're going to go. So, that's the first comment I have. The second comment is the second quarter announcement season has been stunning. Absolutely stunning. I can never remember earning surprises this big. Now, clearly, the analysts were way too cautious going into this quarter. So we've had a lot of stocks gap up in the wake of their better-than-expected earnings and sales. The other thing is sometimes a stock will occasionally get hit with profit-taking, but it bounces back the next day. So any little dip in some of these stocks is a good sign. But I'm pleasantly surprised. The market is starting to get more volatile now. You know, the markets are normally volatile as earnings season winds down. But the underlying interest rate environment is just so incredibly bullish. I just can't tell you how positive that is. Couple other things are going on. When we run our weekly research, we're now finding more stocks to buy. So that's a nice, pleasant surprise. And of course, the third quarter results are going to be much better than the second quarter results. And economists right now are estimating that our economy is supposed to grow at about a 19.6% annual pace in the third quarter. That's a consensus that's going to change. But, you know, it's just time to recover. Now, the May and June economic data has been mostly V-shaped, okay? Today, we had an ADP payroll report that was disappointing, but Wall Street ignored it because the June number was revised up by over 2 million. So that's huge. I mean, that's just huge. So Friday's payroll report is going to be a big deal. Retail sales for July is going to be a big deal. So there's some key economic data that's very, very important. Obviously, everybody wants a vaccine for the coronavirus, and that's in the pipeline from multiple companies. So we'll see when that becomes available. But all I can tell you is that the tone of the market is shockingly good. I normally get very nervous starting next week, usually the second week of August. So the first 2 weeks of September is the market's seasonally weak point because professional traders in Europe and America are on vacation. Volume gets light. But my goodness, the stock market goes up on light volume. And anyway, so I'm not too worried, okay? Presidential election years are traditionally good for the market as long as they have a positive message. You know, Joe Biden's new campaign that he wants to, you know, buy American, invest in America. He basically borrowed President Trump's campaign pitch. But, you know, that's good. So as long as they're all sucking up to us, telling us what they're going to do, it's good. The only conundrum we're in is we probably will never get out of this interest rate decline we've had. You know, the budget deficit is now going to literally represent an unfathomable number we can't even think about. They can't ever have positive rates because it'll kill us economically. So the U.S. has fallen in the same trap as Japan and Europe has had. So we're going to have a lot of debt for a long time, no matter who we elect. And so that just ensures a low interest rate environment. The winners in an ultra-low interest rate environment like we're in is gold, which you've seen has rallied to incredible. It's making new highs. Residential real estate that's financed, you know, in the suburbs or the resort areas everybody's moving to, that's hot. And, of course, the stock market's a huge winner, okay? So I feel good about where we're at. I'm not worried about things. There will be some consolidation. But by and large, the tone of the underlying market is just nothing less than incredible. So I hope you've enjoyed this earnings announcement season. If you do have new money to invest, I think the best time will be mid-September before quarter and window dressing. I think the market may meander higher between now and then, but it's going to get a little bumpy. The other big development is the dollar. You know, the dollar had its worst month since 2011 in July. It's still weak, as I talk to you now. But guess what? A weak dollar is great for corporate profits, especially on the multinationals. So I really don't see anything to really scare us right now. I just think it's time to, we all want to get back to normal as fast as possible. We all want the kids to go back to school. I know that's not going to be happening for some people. But, you know, as long as we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, I think we'll be in good shape. The only thing that really could derail this market is in early November if we have a contested election. So whatever happens, we want a decisive victory, and we don't want anything to be contested. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I hope you've enjoyed this earnings announcement season as I have had. And I hope you realize that the stock market is an oasis. And I hope you don't have too much money in cash because, you know, that cash isn't giving you the yield you get it when you buy just normal blue chip stocks. So I feel, again, super good about where we're at right now. I hope you, I think we're going to have a better August than most. And that's typical in election year, by the way. But it will be getting bumpy because earnings season is going to wind down. So that's it, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.